Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City. I am using Skype right now because my fucking phone, I had to reboot it and wait for it to come up before I call in. So I'm using my laptop, and I'm not even sure if you guys can hear me or whatever. So I'm about ready to call in to Blog Talk Radio. That's why I'm starting off late. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Mr. GA so I can talk to him and see if he can hear me. I feel retarded right now. Hold on one second. Mr. GA.
What it do, mama? Hold on one second. Hold on. What it do, girl?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You hear me clear?
Hold on one second. Yeah, I hear you. Your phone's going. It's chopping up, though. It's chopping up.
Yeah, I'm on Skype because I have to reboot my BlackBerry. So I'm about to hang up in 1 second and call in from my BlackBerry.
I got you. Yeah, your phone's chopping up, babe. You hear me?
Yeah, hold on. Man, I'm telling you, my BlackBerry is acting so stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. It's real, real choppy. I can barely understand you.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, let me see. What the hell is my number? Okay, I'm going to hang up and call in, okay?
I bet. All right.
Okay, this is much better. I am so sorry. My fucking BlackBerry was acting stupid and retarded, and I had to sit there and fucking call in from Skype, then hang up and call in from my cell phone. Plus, today is just one of them fucking days. I'm like all over the place. I forgot to fucking upload the music for the artist that was calling in. I went grocery shopping thinking I was going to cook. And I can't cook till after the show. So I do apologize for my lateness and everything like that. So, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm late. I'm in here talking in the chat room and fucking talking to everybody else, too. So this is going to be crazy. So in the meanwhile, I have, like, so much stuff going on. Tomorrow, BMF is coming in, and they're taking over the radio show again with the mixtape. I can sit back on cruise control on that one tomorrow. Tonight we have Stylistic out of Memphis, and I can't wait to have him on. I forgot to tell him what damn time to call in. Oh, my God. I am really bugging today. I don't know what the hell has been going on in my life for me to just be slacking and falling off like this. Y'all know this is normally not me. So we have him calling in at 8:30. And he has some pretty good music, like, for real. I really love his music. I booked my show for the whole month today, or what's left of it. So we're going to have some really, really interesting guests for this month. So, man, I sent the, oh, my God, why can't I spell today? Like, for real, like, I need to do something safe. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. How about I just play a fucking song, make my life easier, and get the shit over with? So I'm going to play a song. Let me see what I want to play today so I can get my shit together. You know what? I'm going to play oh, gosh. What the fuck am I going to play? I'm going to play, you know what? I don't know what the hell to play. I just can't fucking pick one thing out and get it out the fucking way. Shit. I'll play Over You by Dylan.
Girls without drama, waving a lot. You don't want no headache from my next job. On to the next one, I feel overtime. Got no time for the fuckery. Be gone.
Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new.
New thing, big man thing. Was a new me, without the BC. She has class, unlike the past lady. Make a G, wanna give she everything. Girls without drama, waving a lot. Me don't want no headache from my next job. On to the next one, I get overtime. Got no time for the fuckery, be gone. Man, I'm done, like violin, say government. I'm like Bounty, me not in a long argument. I'm not into quarreling, I don't want a part of it. You don't deserve half of the ring, hit a chorus.
I'm over you, hey. Over you, hey. I'm from someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new.
New look, new book. Turn the page. I used to be a young crook. Man, a king from the county. You know, Brooke. Now I'm looking for a model. Look who can cook. Girls without drama, waving a lot. Wine for your man, get low and just dance. If your ex keep calling you while you're in the dance, send that shit to the voicemail. You single tonight, spend over. You feeling right tonight, drinks over. Take a shot with me, we take over. Tell the ex, don't be vexed, it's over.
Then I'm over you. Hey. Over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new.
I don't have time for the game. I don't have time for the lane. See, I really need a change. Said I really need a change. I don't have time for the lens, though. Don't expect a call back from me, though. Battery on my cell phone is low. If you can't respect that, then girl, go. I don't have time for the lens, though. Don't expect a call back from me, though. Battery on my cell phone is low. If you can't respect that, then girl, go.
I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's better than you. Said I'm over you, over you. I found someone that's so brand new.
was Over You by Dylon, Mr. Layway, a.k.a. Paymaster. Okay, now I have Mr. G.A. on the line, and I have Princess Nay. Man, I swear, let me tell y'all the kind of day that I'm having. I have been talking to a janky-ass promoter about an event that got an old strip club in the hood that I ain't ever going to, so I told him I couldn't promote his shit. Then I go to the grocery store. Then I get caught in the rain. Then Kayla opens up the door while I'm driving. Then I come home and I forgot I needed to go get some trash bags. Then I get on the phone. I'm talking to BMFDA, Boogie D, BMF, and I forget that I haven't even uploaded Stylistics music. So I'm trying to do that. Then my fucking phone freezes and I'm trying to call in and I couldn't, so I had to use Sorry Ass Skype. And so that's the kind of day I'm having.
I'm sorry. You all right?
Oh, and
you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You know my, you know me. I'm
you
good.
You need a little
TLC, you know?
Or maybe a little GA.
Yes. You know, it is what it is. Oh, I'm Mr. GA. Tomorrow we're having a conference call. I will give you the number. So we can go ahead and get some things going on. For those of you that don't know, Chalk Mommy is about to start a cooking show. I will be in lingerie. It's called Cooking with Chalk. I will be interviewing artists while I'm cooking. And, yes, the motherfuckers will have to eat my cooking. And I'm not sure how much I'm able to do because, you know, I might even pull, like, a little drink or something. So I don't know if I can do that.
Chalk Mommy.
So,
Cooking with Chalk.
Yeah, and lingerie. I want to have a butt naked cookie show.
No, they're not going to allow that on the TV.
I know, that's why I got the lingerie.
That's what's up. That works.
So yeah, I'm excited about that because I'm gonna kick it off. I'm gonna kick it off the end of this month. I'm going to kick it off. So this is going to be quite interesting. I can't fucking, I can't wait. Like, it's just going to be bananas. You know what I mean? So what I have, what is something else I was supposed to say? I can't fucking remember.
You were
remember.
Supposed to say how much you love Princess Nay and how much you can't live without her. And how much you just really can't stand Mr. G.A., but you just tolerate him.
See, after being caught in that thunderstorm today, and I seen that lightning, I ain't even going to lie this shit. I'm with the
oh, wow.
First. I'm with the
Some of
that shit was a lie.
That's foul.
No, I do
that
love Nay. I do love Princess Nay. I do.
Yes, Princess Nay has pictures in her phone. So
oh my God, Mr.
Forever.
GA, did you see that picture?
Yeah, I saw it, but I don't want to discuss that because that's not a good topic, y'all.
That was so nasty.
That's not a good topic, y'all. That's,
I mean, I have never before seen somebody that looks like the
no,
black
no, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. That's paper. Y'all talking about paper now. That's paper.
Man,
that was
I
awful.
Swear. Every time I look at my phone and I see that shit, I have to sleep with the light on.
You gotta be nice. Be nice. Be nice. Be nice.
Be
that's
nice.
One of those that you can't
when
even
have
do
you
in
ever
the
known us to be nice on Chocolate City? Oh, speaking of, let me tell y'all. Guess who hit me up to want to come on the show? Well, her people.
Who?
Candy Deep Throat.
Who is that? That's a girl. No.
That's a girl in
the
mouth.
That's
the
that
people?
Goes around. That, you know, be fucking or sucking and setting up the players and then coming back and exposing them later and breaking up their relationships and stuff like that. I actually wanted her on my show because I wanted to hear the logic behind that. Because I don't know how many of y'all look at Basketball Wives and it's some real gully-ass wives on there. And you got Tammy that used to be on the original Real World. So my question was going to be to her is, like, when you setting these fucking men up and putting their business all out on Front Street, of course the wifey or the girlfriend, she going to be mad as hell. But what happens when these bitches start wanting to put their hands on you? What are you going to do then?
Right, right. Lay
there and cry.
Like,
she might be gutted, though.
Man.
She might have to fight back, though. You never know. She might be a hood. hood rat and can fight back. You know what I'm saying? She might can get it in, y'all. We never know. That's a good question to ask her, though.
Okay, you can get it in with a female, but what about when these niggas put their hands on you for fucking up their livelihood? Even though
fuck.
It takes two.
That's their
even
fuck
though
fucking
it takes
them.
Two.
Yeah,
my thing
fucking
is,
fucking
if you're going to be shiesty like that, at least give a motherfucker a warning. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this might be recorded. You know what I'm saying? That's some old underhanded shit. And when you do underhanded shit and you get a mark on you, then when you get fucked up, you can't really pinpoint it at one person because it's coming from so many different angles.
So, look, I'm saying, so what was she doing? Like, getting in the room first and they come to her room? What was she doing to these cats?
No, she going to them. And
she
has
a camera ready?
She has a cell phone.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, she put one nigga on blast for not paying her. Like, boo-boo, who's making who look bad? He got his dick suckle. He got some pussy he ain't pay you. He got it for free, so why you getting mad? Move on to the next client.
Damn, that's crazy.
And if your shit was really that good, he would have gave you the money up front. That shit would have been wired before you even came to the room.
That's called a trick master. He wasn't paying for shit. He tricked her.
Exactly. So he gets no. He ain't part of Team Way Away, and he ain't part of Team Paymaster. He's part of Team I Got You, bitch.
Uh-huh. You better run your fucking mouth, right? For real.
Yeah, you better shut the fuck up. You heard what the hell I said. That's what the hell that's what that is. And we have a prank call from in the chat room from Don. He has a homeboy that he wants to prank. He gave me some feedback on him. He uses a children's organization to hit on single moms.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
So we need to take him out for real.
Oh, man. Damn. My computer just cut off.
I'll be home in just a little while.
Man, look. Now I gotta fucking sit here and reset everything. So, like, this is a kind of, is this Friday the 13th?
No, it's not Friday the 13th.
I'm just having a bad day. So now I gotta reboot my computer. But I have to post the prank call up from Tuesday. That bitch was 19 minutes long. And that's because I have everything from afterwards to him calling back in and me not taking the call to calling him back. Because I ain't want to sit there and break it down in so many parts. But that shit was so fucking funny.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
Yeah, because he just knew he was going to have $400.
The best part about it was the fact that when he called his homeboys back and we had it planned.
Man, he was about to be flossing like a motherfucker. Like, this bad bitch called me. We going to this party Saturday night. I'm about to make some money. I'm about to get me some. I'm about to get some pussy. I'm about to get my dick sucked. I'm about to be living large. We got Kush, Crippy, Hayes, government weed. All the liquor we can drink, and we ain't even got to pay to get in. I bet his dick was so hard.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Men are so gullible. Like, what's wrong with the male race these days? Mrs. G.A., if somebody calls you out of the blue, would you be acting like some of these motherfuckers on the phone?
Okay, can we pause one moment for station identification? So I just left out of the store, right? And I really couldn't really talk because the thing, I don't know if it was a dude or a woman, was, like, in front of me. But I think it was a dude, and he had, like, weave in his hair with it. Bobby pin in the front. The track was bobby pin, and you could see the track. Like, what the hell? Are you serious? And I tried to get a picture of it so I could pick that shit out because somebody else other than me need to see this mess. And he sounded like a woman, but he had a mustache and a beard, and he had long weave, jacked up weave.
What?
Oh, my gosh, who does this?
You seem like, what kind of hair is that? Can I take a picture to show my girlfriend how pretty it looks?
Oh, I couldn't even lie to that. He know that hair jacked up. Ain't no way I could lie to that fool and tell him that.
See,
that hair
you gotta do a lot of chocolate fantasies, and then you can lie about everything. Lies come easily. Yeah, I mean, lies just come so easily after you do them enough.
have them happy endings, them dudes with the happy endings in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, like, that is so crazy.
So you know what, tonight for the for one of the calls, you could pretend like you're the massage therapist and they want a fantasy massage that's guaranteed to end with a happy ending.
Man, them motherfuckers is going to be losing their damn mind. I'm waiting for my switchboard and everything to come back up, okay? This is going to be one of them fucking nights, yeah. Now I'm waiting for the chat room.
Because I'll be home in just a little while, but I'm going through Burger King drive-thru right now, so y'all going to have to let me put you on a little mute for just a moment. In the meantime, please and thank you.
Damn, it's like Burger King. Damn, she was cheapo. Wow, Burger King. Wow, that's
so I'm sorry. Wow. I'm taking my daughter to Burger King because she's in the truck with me, and she wanted Burger King. So you shut the hell up, Mr. VA.
Oh, my fault. I apologize.
Yeah, wrong.
I thought she was going there. And she said, fuck chicken box. She wanted a burger.
Wow. Y'all is something else.
Yo, play my song, man. Get me hype. Get me excited. Play my song, Dope Boy.
Play your song and get you hype. Watch,
yeah,
you have slimy palms.
Yeah, come on. Play my song so I can get
hype,
yo.
Slimy palms.
Slime, now, I don't do that. I don't do slimy palms. I don't do that. Play my song,
what
though,
you,
so I get myself hype.
You don't play with yourself.
Hell no. Who said that? Never. Don't have to. Stop playing.
Ever. But
ever,
Mr.
Ever,
VA, your hands
ever,
is so soft that hands that soft could only come from masturbation.
Nah, babe, my hands are hard. Stop playing.
Nah, your hands are very soft. Well manicured and everything.
They manicure, yeah, they manicure, but they're not soft like that. Play my song. Doughboy going crazy. That's my shit. Play that song, chat. Come on.
You know what? I swear, I am having the hardest time because this motherfucking music is not uploaded.
None of it?
No. I was uploading it when my fucking computer started acting fucking stupid. I promise you, every time it fucking storms, this shit be happening.
What happened?
The fucking music.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you. Give me just a minute and I'll be home.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play that song for Mr. G.A., Dope Boys. Hold on.
Man, whatever.
Shut up. I hate it. This don't get me hype, yo. This is my song right here.
All right, here we go. Hold on.
Coming soon, Chalk in her drawer is cooking, y'all. Coming soon to a theater near you. Chalk, mommy.
Here we go.
YMCMB, Po Boy.
Every time I touch
down, yeah.
I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. Love a nigga that be hustling.
Putting down when I interstate, break it down, sell a shake, move a block, cook a zip, bring it back, hope it flip, meet with Poppy, take a trip, in a minute I'ma touch down, I just might break off, we might just fly through Nami's, low main with a white sauce, I come through white Porsche, white rims, white seats, YSL, t-shirt, Laguna Beach, BCG. Dope boy, and so it's all my homeboys, all us get that money, ho, no matter what it costs, we pay for it. Pay for another shipment. I'm always about my business.
Ooh,
bitch.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy
in town. I usually break her up a little bit. Shorty love that lifestyle.
Play
she love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boy,
crazy.
in my plug bag. I was down to my last onion and fiends coming to my nurse bag. My LT, my road dog. We was always selling, yeah. Some niggas got locked up. Some niggas moved to the A. Good girl, I paid her tuition, her car note. C's in her belly, but couldn't give her my heart, though. In love with this hustling. Chevy's on them 100 spokes. Chickens on that white girl. I get it for the low. Mike bless my ad-lib. My ad-lib. Way my goons at. Get it how you live. Dope boy, Nickelback's the bricks. If you're getting money, tell her this.
Every time I touch down,
the dope boy in town,
I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Dope boy make them crazy.
Yeah. Dope boys make them crazy.
Money, we stay fly, we fuck good and we make smile. Top down when we ride around, yeah. Get them a tray with the candy paint. Let them hit the weed and let them hit the train. Break them off and keep them straight. And when it's time to leave, she won't be staying. But she understand that I gotta grind, grind. And she don't ever interfere when I'm out here getting mine. She hate it when I leave, though. But she know I'm about this cheese, though. So she let the keys go, believe what. I'ma take you back when I rush. At the table, we bagging up. My last quarter, I had to flush. Closed lips and you kept shut. Yo, income tax and you gave me that. The whole check said bounce back. I fucked with your heart, babe. Just yeah. No believe it.
Every time I touch down, I usually break her up a little bit. So they love that lifestyle. She love a nigga that be hustling.
Man, I am still having fucking technical difficulties.
It's all right. It'll get better. It'll get better.
And it back on. I swear, man, this has got, it's something got to give.
Text me the show, Mr. G.A. You are not hired to sing. Text me the log in password information again.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Why is it so quiet on the air?
Especially you're not talking.
Let's keep it talking. Let's keep rolling.
What?
One table. Let's keep talking. Let's keep talking. Keep it rolling. What's up, Miss Shanae? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. How was your day?
It was pretty good. You know, I left early, so that made me happy.
For real?
Just finished getting my fingernails done and my toes done. My daughter got her nails done, so... We had a good little mother-daughter thing going on.
That's a good deal, then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Me and the baby. Or the baby, because the other ones were just had disappeared.
So y'all just having a little family day, huh?
That's so sweet. She is so motherly.
And it's the one that I don't even like that. I love her, but, you know, me and Kinsley, we don't mesh. Me and Millie, we don't mesh like that, but...
That's because she's just like you.
We made it through. She's talking in the back, talking about, we got our fingernails polished. Yeah.
Aww.
Let me tell you, she gets hers done. She finishes. I'm still getting mine polished because, you know, I always get, like, designs and stuff. She's like, you're not done yet? Really?
Wow, she's a prissy too?
I guess so, whatever you want to call it.
Wow, I'm coming back up a little bit, y'all.
I hope so.
I know my guest might be in the queue. If you listen to Stylistic, I'm having all kinds of fucking technical difficulties.
Stylistic EMT.
He went and did his research like, oh, what kind of show is it? Like,
yeah.
I'm
going to do my first nude shoot with Stylistic.
You're going to do your first nude shoot with a red lipstick.
With Stylistic. Because you know he does photos too.
That he does, and he's taller as hell. I hope this storm did not fuck up my internet, because this would not be a good look.
Hell no. Shouldn't have done my stuff.
Because I'm going to be upset. Like, it is not fucking connecting. What the hell? This is just really not a good night for me. Okay, hold on. It's searching for the network.
Well, I'm on the way home now. I'm actually sitting out of the drive-thru, like 5 minutes from my apartment. Ha ha. Yeah, Michelle always got jokes.
Yo, you funny. She said I'm leaving the drive-thru. Knowing damn well she got a Whopper with cheese, lying ass.
What?
Huh?
No, I'm dieting. I'm not getting any of that stuff.
Oh, for real?
I ain't gonna front. I'll tear up a fucking double Whopper real quick.
Ew, I can't even eat a whole double Whopper. I can barely eat a Whopper. I eat like half of it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
I'm working my way up to a triple Whopper.
Oh, my God. Girl, stop.
Damn. One bite, Chuck?
One bite.
And then one bite.
You know I like it big.
She doing it big.
Yeah, I'm doing it real big. I got you.
Get on, baby. Get on, baby.
I guess
yeah, I do it real big.
The exception to that rule, huh?
Ooh. What'd she say?
She said you got some little meat. That's what she said.
Oh, shit. Steve, you're talking dirty again. She's got a foul mouth.
I didn't even say it like that. I've been nice tonight, Mr. G.A.
You said little meat. That's not being nice. That's being mean.
What?
You said little meat, you said?
I didn't say that. Did you hear me say that?
Jock said he said it.
Now, do you believe everything that dirty broad says?
Yeah. Because you're dirty broad. Oh, shit. Don't tell me you're on my side. That's my girl. Oh, I got a partner now. Oh, shit. I got a partner tonight. Oh, shit.
I wanted to be the first one to call somebody a dirty broad tonight.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You hear that, Chuck?
What's his name? One, Mr. G-A-Zero.
Yeah, you're right. You up.
Wow.
You hear
I'm
that?
A dirty,
fucking dirty broad. Hey, that's some shit. Stole my word. Oh.
Hey, I'm
she
a dirty broad
that.
Sister, so hey, that's
uh-huh.
Birds of a feather.
Whoa. It's 8:36. Where Dope Girl Fresh at? Or Dope Girl Kimmy? Where the fuck
oh,
she at?
Oh, Lord, Dope Girl Fresh.
Where Dope Girl Fresh at?
Wow.
Where the fuck she at?
He is known to jack up somebody's name. Every day I come by here, these same people working on this car, this same car.
What kind of car is it?
The complex. It's a little, some kind of van.
A van.
They probably in the back shooting dice, y'all. They probably in the back shooting dice.
They probably what?
In the back shooting dice, y'all.
I don't know what they are, but every day I come, they work on the same thing. I'll be like, dang. I thought y'all fixed it yesterday. I guess not.
So, that must have been when the Mexican deals they got.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it must be, right?
Okay, I know I'm seeing things wrong. It's telling me 19 minutes for my damn song to upload.
Probably. Ay. Woo!
Wow. I'm not really understanding why this internet is acting fucking crazy. Now it's saying 37 minutes remaining. this is just not my fucking day. This really isn't. I'm not having no understanding right now. I've been on such a good roll to where, you know, I've been doing good. I had no technical difficulties or nothing.
Well, I'm home now, so I'm going to go in and I'm going to log in. So give me just a second.
So, Mr. G.A.
What's up, baby girl? Oh, wait, Chuck. Did you not see the new photo shoot of your boy? Did you not see it?
You know what, Mr. G.A.? We're not going to talk about your motherfucking photo shoots because I have yet to be on the receiving end of the camera. Speaking of,
baby,
I need to
girl,
text this
I
guy.
Told you. We can get it in. Come on, we can get it in for real. We can get it in.
I was in your city. I couldn't get no coffee, and I don't even drink coffee. I couldn't get a drink. I couldn't even get a fucking kid's meal off of the 99-cent menu.
You know what's so wild, though, man? I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm saying 100% real with you. It's like you so cool, you know what I'm saying? And we so cool like that, you know what I'm saying? It's like being out there, I guess, in the public eye, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, it might be kind of difficult because cats here is hanging on the show and laughing, joking. A lot of cats don't really know how to, grasp that shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like, well, you know, I was tired too, but it kind of like, you know what I'm saying, let her do her little thing out there, have her a little fun. And that way, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, it's not like GA around anybody, you feel me? That's how I looked at it too, and I was tired too. But I just thought it was kind of cool for you to do your own thing and know how to have your own personality, I mean, your own space, you feel me? That's my
I mean,
fun.
I understand that, but damn.
I saw that picture. You know, but you know that's paper for y'all. That's y'all mate right there. You know what I'm saying, so you know,
what?
Keep that money rolling. You feel me? That's y'all peoples.
But any fucking way, the artist is in the queue. I'm getting ready to bring him in because I can't upload his music. It's giving me an error, so it has to be something with my internet. Like it's going extremely slow, so. I don't even think I can send a damn email. I'm not sure. So they're going to have to go in my email and
What are your emails? You're going to find all kinds of shit.
I'm going to bring in Stylistic. He is such a sweetheart. I wonder if he got any sleep last night because he was kind of worried about the show with the bitch make good. Yeah, he is. He's, damn. It's a bunch of damn calls. Shit, I'm bugging. So I'm seeing things. I think I need to have a drink, then have some dick, and then take a shower and go to bed, and then wake up in the morning refreshed. And I think I need to do it in that order. So until I can locate that dick, we're going to bring Stylistic on. Because he even has somebody that he want us to prank call. So the chocolate fantasy shit is going down tonight. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Stylistic.
It was good.
Oh, I like
you?
The voice. Princess May got excited.
Oh, Lord. Is your panties wet? Is your panties wet, boo-boo?
They probably
dry
with dust in them.
See, you got my co-host panties wet, so really, I'm really going to have to make you suffer tonight.
She got spider webs in her drawers. She ain't wet.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, you said you had spider webs. Now, you don't got spider webs in your drawers, do you?
Yes, she do.
No, I don't even wear panties, so of course not.
Oh, shit. She's a freak.
Thank you. Everybody, we have Stylistic out of Memphis. He's originally from Linwood, California, but he's in Memphis now, and he's going to tell you about his movement. I'm having trouble uploading your music, so I'm getting ready to forward it over to Nay to see if she can download it and then upload it to the show because I've been trying. We had a bad storm, and shit just ain't working well for me. I'm shooting bad over here. I'm shooting so bad. Mr. I know we don't have these type of problems.
Bad. Wow.
What'd she say?
Bad combination.
What'd she say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was insulting Mr. GA, but he didn't catch it.
Now, say it again.
No, that's okay.
So, stylistic, go ahead. Go ahead and tell us about you.
Man, well, I mean, I'm a hip-hop artist from here in Memphis, Tennessee. And, I mean, basically, you know, I do, you know, I'm also a photographer and film director as well. And we, I actually just now got in from filming a video just now. So I had to run up here and hurry up and get on the phone and call in. That's why I'm a couple minutes late calling in. But, man, basically, I'm just doing everything, trying to basically touch all bases of everything within the industry as far as film production, photography, music, and now starting at my own record label.
Good.
Oh, damn.
Good look. Versatile.
Wow. Because I remember we had a conversation and you was like, you know, you went to school and you learned the art of videography and photography so that, you know, you would have, you couldn't afford to pay those astronomical fuckboy prices that people be charging. So you did it yourself.
I mean, you gotta, you know, in the business world, you gotta make the smartest decision possible. That's what I did as far as I knew I couldn't afford to keep paying people to do music videos or to pay people to do photo shoots, and especially if I'm thinking of starting with my own label. So I was like, the best way to do it is to go ahead and learn how to do it myself. You know, it takes more time, and also you appreciate it more when you do it for yourself. So. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, the route that I chose. It's taken a little bit longer, but now, you know, people start trying to wake up and find out who I am, and they see what I'm doing and appreciate the movement.
And how old were you when you decided you wanted to rap?
I actually started writing music when I was 12 years old. It started out, you know, kind of as a book. Because even when I was 12 years old, I was thinking way ahead of time, you know, because I went through a lot of stuff in the early childhood that I was going to put out there. And I was writing about it, and then I got to, like, the second chapter of what I was going to start as a book. And then at 12 and 13 years old, that was kind of a lot, you know, to handle. And then I was like, people don't really, you know, read as much as they listen to music. At least that's what I thought. So I had started kind of putting, you know, those deep thoughts, in, you know, to a rhyme. And then, I mean, it just took off from there.
Wow. So how many shows have you done?
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I probably done about 10 shows.
So when you're doing them shows, how many bitches don't want to fuck you? Because, you know, how tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
Okay, now with you being 6'5", it's a myth that people 6'5", you know, certain levels of 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 6'7", 6'6", 6'7". I'm going to skip over 6'8", because I think that's bullshit. They tend to have this myth that, you know, y'all are, like, very well endowed. So have you ever had a girl come up to you because you were 6'5", and be like, oh, my God, do you have a big dick and can I see?
Man, they ask those kind of questions all the time.
And then what happened?
Say what?
What's your answer?
You said what? Say what now?
What is your answer to that question?
I mean, I ain't never really just measured myself, to be honest. I mean, I ain't no small dude, but I can tell you that. I ain't never had no question.
So you've never just pulled your dick out for your fans?
Nah.
What?
I mean, I ain't never just stopped to measure myself.
But, oh, wow.
You ain't
got to
measure.
Say what? I'm on the
verge of hitting unfollow. Wow. Like, so what's the wildest thing that has happened while you were performing?
Man, I ain't made it to that part. I mean, ain't nothing really just wild just happened yet, you know. Because a lot of my performances, really, they was at like, talent shows and open mic nights and stuff like that. And one reason why I haven't done as many performances, you know, at this point in my career is because I've been playing basketball all the way up until this time. So, of course, when I was always playing basketball on the court and practice and in school and stuff like that, so I'm just now being able to actually take the music to a force. And I've been doing a lot of studio work and writing and videos and putting myself out that way. So, I mean, as far as the performance, has been pretty, you know, pretty simple, you know, to this point. But I do get a lot of good complaints about stage presence and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, chicks throwing their panties on the stage and all that kind of stuff, that ain't happened yet.
Oh, wow. So how did you feel the first time you got on stage and you performed? Were you nervous? Did you, like, fuck up? Or it was just natural for you?
The first time I actually got on stage and performed, it was back when I, you know, the Stanky Leg song and My Dougie and all those songs was hot a couple of years ago, and they came to my school and I opened up for them. And by that time, I had already built a name around the school, and I was like just anxious to show the people what I could really do because I always felt underrated. And then, so when I got on stage, I just went out there and did it. I wasn't nervous, you know, up until that point. People would ask me, like, you nervous? And I'd be like, nah. And then, like, right before I kind of had the butterflies. But then when I stepped out and everybody was, they had already accepted me, they were standing up and saying my name at the school. So then they kind of put me at ease. And I just did what I did. And I actually got a compliment saying that I was, you know, one of the better performances of the night. So I really was nervous.
Oh, wow. Wow, I'm like, this is crazy, because I'm trying to get you their music so we can play it so people can get a feel, especially that someone like you. So I'm sitting here sending Nate instructions.
Because, you know, I am a little challenged at times.
Okay, did you get the emails that I sent you, Nate?
I don't know. Hold on.
Hey, the person that I wanted you to play tonight, I don't know if he's going to be able to answer the phone there, because I called him a couple of minutes ago just to kind of see if he was good.
Uh-huh, and what happened?
Nah, I called him a couple of minutes ago. I wasn't going to say nothing about that, but I was trying to just see if he was around his phone to be sure that he answered. But he's shooting a video right now, so I don't know. You know, we can try it and see, but just to let you know ahead of time. No, he's shooting a video right now.
Is that the person that we're doing the prank call on?
Yeah, that's one of them. And then we have another one that we're going to do, the one that targets single moms, which is ridiculous. That's bad. You're a man, and you run a nonprofit organization, and you're using your title to hit on unsuspecting single mothers. And word has it is your black ass has a wife. So I'm going to enjoy thoroughly fucking you over, because I'm going to put your organization in the write-up on you. I'm going to fully blast, because that is sad. So many men do that. Why is that?
Because they're sad. That's crazy.
Mm.
So, okay, so...
Okay, so what you do is when you go, okay, if you have the music, download it to your system, and then if you're logged into my Blog Talk, go to the drop down menu.
I'm on the Blog Talk, but it's not letting me log in.
Okay,
I'm
hold on.
The password is correct now.
So it lets you log in now?
No, the password is correct, but it's still not letting me log in.
Everything got to be lowercase.
I gave everything lowercase.
I am so sorry, y'all, but I'm just having so many fucking problems. And this damn storm earlier is just really fucking me over.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that happened to you.
I know. Anytime you deal with men, you tend to get fucked over. They
yes.
don't give you good dick. They don't eat your pussy. Or, you know... They clam up and be shy, and I don't know, but...
It just completely doesn't work.
That could be it.
And they have to be in an office to redeem themselves. Bad.
Okay, I sent you another one. So, are you a good freestyle artist, Stylistic?
No, freestyle not one of my strongest points. So that's what I kind of take myself now through like an artist development stage on my own since I'm not signed to a major label. So what I try to do is now I just sit around and I look at stuff and try to, you know, see how quick I can come up with different thoughts. So that's what I'm trying to train myself for now.
Okay, so how long does it take you to write a song when you're writing?
When I'm writing, it don't really take that long. So I'd say probably about 15, 20 minutes. Well, that's you know, for a verse. If I'm doing one verse on the song, then it's about 15, 20 minutes. So that's about how long it takes me to write a full verse.
Wow. And then, like, when you did your mixtape, how long did it take you to put that together?
The mixtape was kind of spaced out because I actually wasn't even intending to do a mixtape because I'm working on my album. So I was working on the album, and then in the process of working on the album songs, I kept hearing different beats that people were sending me, and I was like, man, I got to get on it. And then by the time I looked up, I had like 10 or 11 songs that was just sitting there that wasn't on the internet, that was just sitting, and I was like, they're good songs, but they're not album songs. So then I just decided to put out a mixtape. And then the title of it is called Murder, He Wrote. And the reason why it was called Murder, He Wrote, because my DJ, Mr. Shots DJ over in the UK, he always tell me every song, he like, man, you killing these other artists, you killing this beat. You know, he always just used the word killing. So I was like, if I'm killing the songs and I'm writing it with a pen, then let's call it Murder, He Wrote. So that's how that mixtape came about. And it probably only took about, when I had actually sat down and wanted to structure it as a mixtape, it was probably like a 2 to 3 week process. But the songs, most of them had been recorded over a long period of time.
Okay, so you just grab them and compile them together to make your mixtape and just push it out.
Yeah, basically.
Wow, so how many different artists are on there with you?
On the mixtape?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's five other artists on there with me. Most of the artists that's featured on there are artists that's under the label that I'm starting up, Royal House Entertainment.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
So, like, I went to your YouTube, and you have a lot of fucking views. Like, what is your secret? Like, I mean that's a lot.
It's not a secret. No, I get on Twitter and Facebook, and I just sit behind the computer, and I promote them any kind of way I can as far as just email blast or putting it on people's page, and hopefully they listen to it. And then, over time, at first they wouldn't listen to the music because all links look the same, and people over-saturating the internet with different links, and some people listen to them and they don't like songs. So the next song somebody else put, they like, I ain't going to click on it because the last song I heard from such and such is whack. So they assume most of them going to be the same type of stuff. But over time, people started actually taking the time to listen to it. And if they listen to one song, most of them, they end up going and listening to another song. And then they end up liking the music and going back, and they may find their favorite song. So that's how that came about. And now people starting to, like I say, finally wake up and listen to the music. And a lot of them appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then most of them, they come from my Twitter and Facebook, and my Twitter even been shooting up. Because I think now I got like almost 50,000 people following on Twitter.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you do. I'll peep that out, and I'm just like, wow.
It's just a blessing, hard work.
Hard work pays off.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I just tried every fucking browser there is to try and upload.
I'm uploading.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Because I know I'm on, like, I done went through Mozilla, Chrome, and now I'm on Internet Explorer.
I'm uploading.
And this, oh, thank you. Oh, you're such a lifesaver. Such a lifesaver. I know the guys are like, what the hell is going on in the damn chat room? I'm so sorry that my internet is fucked up. It's just like a man.
Temperamental like a man. Only
yeah, yeah. Dick gets hard when it wants to, and then they claim that, you know, it's something else that is keeping them from getting hard, or, you know how men lie.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Stylistic, name the top three artists that's in the radio rotation now that you would like to work with.
Ooh, let me see.
If you say none of them, it's okay.
No, I really want to work with more than three. I can't really, you know, put, you know, just that number on them. But
oh,
one of them
know.
Is J. Cole.
You can take them back. You can, you, I yeah. just said that, you know, but nah, you can name the top 10 if you need to.
Man, I'm trying to work with them, all of them. But for real, I know J. Cole, I mean, that's one person that I really want to work with. You see J. Cole, Drake, Big Quit. Have y'all heard his music, Big Quit?
No.
The song called Country Shit. He just now, you know, getting the radio play. But he did a remix with Ludacris and Bun B and all those kind of people on there. But I know I want to do one with, you know, work with J. Cole, Drake, like I say, Big Quit. I mean, pretty much anybody that's, you know, that's doing the same thing I'm doing, and they're serious about it. Pretty much all of them.
Wow. That's what's up. So, like, if Rick Ross' big ass hit you up and offered you a drop-top chicken box special to hop on what it is, what would you say to Big Boy?
Now you said, now what is he offering again now? It depends on what he offering.
He's like offering to, you know, like, yo, look, I heard you was hot. I want you to hop on one of my songs.
I'm going to do it. So, I mean, but first, I mean, it can't be none of the other, the rumored stuff that's attached to his name. That can't be none of the stuff that's involved.
But when you think about it, his identity is rumored. Like, it ain't his.
Exactly. Now, I'll say I would get on the song with him just because of the fact of, I mean, people going to hear me, and I'm going to do my part. So, but that's, of course, I ain't going to turn that down. But it's just some stuff that I heard, you know, that's attached to his name, and I'm like, man, you know, and, it's, for example, out of my respect for the original Rick Ross, I mean, that's kind of a difficult situation.
I feel you. I think the only people that are safe to do a song with Rick Ross are females. Because if that motherfucker claimed he talked mommy, that bitch sick.
Why are you stupid?
There's something wrong with that motherfucker, like, for real. Like, he's going to
be,
you know,
the chocolate goddess.
Oh, my God. What? Man, please. He would have to slim down about 250 pounds.
That'll never happen. Okay, so are we ready now?
Oh, okay. It's got a process, so it shouldn't take that long to process. Because I'm going to refresh the switchboard and see if I can see it.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think, who would I want to hop on a song with? Let me see. Who's one of the hottest rappers out there that I would enjoy having my name attached to their fucking music?
Princess Nate, duh.
You know what? Yes, me and Princess Nate, and what male rapper? I would have to say I would fuck with Boogie BMF and DA, and then I would have Blue Da Vinci hop on there. Then I would have Lazy Bone because that motherfucker raps so fast. Then, let me see.
I want Mike
Bless. If I could go back.
Like
yeah, I would have Mike Bless on there because of his ad libs. Get it how you live. And my all-time favorite. No, I was not going to say Dipset, so don't y'all even try to ask me about that. I would have to say, let me see. I don't know. I think I would like to do a song with No.
Yeah, I figured.
I think I would like to do a song with No. Oh, so, shit, his music is on here, but I don't know which is which. So,
did it not? Hold up.
Yeah, it's in there, but it just has his name, so I don't know which is which.
Well, I can tell you which one is first and which one, well, it's the order that it should be in, and I can go back and change it. Let me see.
Okay, I want to play the one, Someone Like You, because that's the first song that made me like, oh, my gosh, yo.
Hold up. Someone Like You, that should be the last one.
Okay, let's play that one. Stylistic, Someone Like You.
We hope.
Music is medicine of the mind. Music is an outburst of the soul. So without music, my story would go untold. Without music, my soul would fold.
And we were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days.
Before we met, I must admit, I was by myself. I already knew who you were. That was before I met my ex. Heard your name around town in a lot of different sounds. Tried to introduce me at the right time, but I left. I never forgot your name, though it's music to my ears. And especially when we're together, that is how you make me feel. So I left from Chapel Hill and I started playing ball. But still, I kept in touch with you after all of these years. Didn't introduce you to my mama, cause I didn't know how she would feel. But I knew that she would say you'd interfere with my career. So I kept it on the low, quiet in the studio. I threw on my headphones and started to bust a flow. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later, and you still here with me.
We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise. All our glory days. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise. All our glory
If you got someone you love, then I give you some advice. Never leave the one you love for the one you think you like. Cause the one you think you like will leave you for the one they love. Now you sitting all alone thinking what you should have done. And when you see that person moving on, it can mess you up. So before it gets too late, if you got something good, you better stay. And I know I can't go back and change how I left back in the day, but I can promise that I will be faithful the rest of the way. Hip hop running through my veins, this time I am here to stay. It feels good to reunite and be with you all through the night. Telling you all of my secrets, conversating through the mic. And you were the missing piece, you were what I needed in my life. When they was out at Chuck E. Cheese, I was writing out my dreams. Basketball was all I knew, thought I was going to the league. Till I went to college, played ball, and damn near lost my knee. Now it's 11 years later, and you still here with me.
Summer haze, bound by the surprise
I sent Miss Music to be my lawfully wedded wife.
We were born and raised.
And we'll be together forever.
Summer haze.
I'm officially married to the music, y'all.
Be surprised. All
someone
our
like
glory
you.
Man, when I first heard that song, I fell in love with it because I was like, holy shit. And the way that
hey,
he did the video.
Don't play
yeah.
more. Let me re-upload them and actually put the titles with them, okay?
Well, actually, you can go in and edit it.
I tried, but I don't remember which one is which.
Okay, if you go by...
Because I'm
music.
In the edit portion right now.
Okay, hold on, and I can help you. That song is just so fucking nice. Okay, if you give me the time, then I can tell you exactly what it is. Okay, off the wall is 4 minutes and 53 seconds.
Yes.
And then Juicy Dat Thang.
What I'm saying is that in the edit portion, it's not giving me that because that's how I was gonna do it. So the only thing I'm only option I have is to just delete them and re-upload them. It won't take long. So
you
y'all
sure?
talk while I do that. Okay, okay.
Did you go in through account?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see here.
They're disappearing. So, don't trust.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Admin file.
Okay, let's see. Why are you doing that? I'm going to play one more, at least try to anyway. Because then he can tell us what it is. You took them all out?
Yes, I just told you that. Here, I'm going to play one for you right now.
Yeah, off the wall. Because that's the one with the dude Brian singing, right? Stylistic?
Yeah, it's called On the Wall.
On the Wall. On the Wall, I said off
yeah.
the wall. Although I was thinking about something else. Don't know what
wow.
it is I was thinking about, but whew,
well,
God,
it was off the wall.
Man, I've been having a crazy ass day. You just don't understand. I've been sending out fucking this tweets. Like, I got Jeezy real good. I said the liar of the biggest liar award goes to Jeezy and what his Twitter is. And it says, death before dishonor, why is your ass still living? Fuck CTE. He ain't saying nothing. He ain't saying nothing. Like, man, I can't stand that bitch. Woo! Man. You know what? I'm going to let Rick Ross live today. I'm going to take shots at fucking Jeezy. The realest faker out there. Nobody shares my views. My artists and my co-host and my guests, they are just listening. They're riding the chocolate wave, and I take full responsibility for what I say and my actions. I'm a grown-ass woman and whatnot.
And whatnot. That's what's up.
Yes. Matter of fact, you know what, Nay?
Yeah.
Before I lose my switchboard, and we do some more music because we got like three more tracks from him. I'm gonna go ahead and get one of our prank calls out the way.
That's
so, let me see. Should we do Ryan first, or should we do the pervert that preys on the single women?
Do the single women first.
Okay, hold on. Let me hold on. Hold on 1 second. Thank you.
Yeah, hold on, let me pull it up. Looking for this information on my damn. Oh, here we go. All right, here we. This is it. He gave us his number one. It's also his nonprofit organization, Choice Parents, and oh God, his passion for the black family turns me on and makes me very horny. Okay, his name is Greg. So here we go.
Y'all can't contain yourselves. Mute your phone.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Greg?
Who?
May I speak with Greg?
Doug?
Yes.
You might have the wrong number. There's no Doug here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me go in the chat room and see what the hell that number was. Damn it. Wow. Shit. Hold on. And that's the number that he gave me. And he's not in the chat room to re-give it to me. So, what's Brian's number?
I just sent you a direct message on Twitter.
Okay, hold on. Which account?
Both of them.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to come through then. Everything is such a delayed reaction today. Damn, it still hasn't come through yet. This is weird. Wow. I'm having such a fucking delayed reaction on fucking everything. Hold on. Did the other songs come in, Nay?
Yeah, they're holding up.
Okay.
It should be done. The last one just finished.
Okay, and I'm pulling up my messages
right,
now.
My ad libs.
This is normally not how my show runs. Everything
no,
usually
not.
Runs smooth. We're probably on the third leg of talking shit and busting men's asses by now. So y'all get a pass tonight.
Never that.
Having so many fuck. What?
Never that, baby.
Luckily, we have a nice artist on, so I don't really want to fuck him up for life. So I'm being nice.
Don't nobody get a free buddy pass on the chocolate wave. What the hell is wrong?
You know she going pussy right now. She going pussy.
I ain't pussy.
She pussy, yo. She pussy.
We're great, call Brian. Fuck y'all. Like, mind your business. That's what you do. Mind your business. All right, here we go. Mr. Brian, hold on.
Hold on. I swear. Ain't shit acting right tonight. Okay. What the fuck? All right. You know what? I can't even dial.
Send me the number and I'll dial it.
Okay.
Text it to me.
Okay, I just sent it. You know how to do it on the switchboard?
Yeah, it's about
Hello?
To start.
Okay.
The number you have reached is not in service. This is a recording.
No, no, no.
Two.
It's, the area code is 901. I put 910.
Yes. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, they hung up. Okay, he must still be doing, he was, like, he might not answer because he was doing a video shoot. So, I'm going to refresh the switchboard. Can you go ahead and play On the Wall for me?
Yeah, hold on. It's not on there.
It's not? This is so fucking crazy. Okay, I see it.
She got
Where
me standing
it?
On the wall, dancing on my lawn. She throwing it back at me cause she know I want it all. She got me standing on the wall, dancing on my lawn. She throwing it back at me cause she know I want it all. She got a nigga like, ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like, ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like, ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like, ooh.
Hey, this your dude Stylistic, y'all. She got me standing on the wall, dancing on my law. She throw it back cause she know I want it all like that. Like that.
Like that.
Popping her booty, drop it to the floor, and then she bring it back up right below my abs. I let you feel it through the zipper cause you know I'm trying to get in there.
Get in there.
We in the club and you own it like you want it, so let me feel up in your cut so I can see if I can get it with. You call me daddy like that girl, you twist it in a song where to make me want to give you the
sick.
And I can tell you know you bad from the way that you walk, so let me smack it on the side and make your booty talk. Cause I can give you the wood and I ain't talking about the movie like an earthquake, I'm rocking the world.
It make you feel like you on top of the world. I'm in the zone now, so it ain't no stopping me, girl. But now I'm ready for love. And already you done danced on my lawn, so we can do the rest and blame it on the alcohol. So let me get your number, hit you on the phone later on when I'm ready to bone. And we can do it till the early morning, cause I know you got a sexy moan. And like a light switch, baby girl, you turning me down. You better stop arrest, I'm taking you home. Because you got me on the wall, cause you dancing on my lawn.
Dancing on my lawn, she throwing it back at me, cause she know I want it all. Got me standing on the wall, dancing on my lawn, she throwing it back at me, cause she know I want it all. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh. Nigga like ow, ow, ooh, yeah, ow, ow. Damn, she make it go up, she make it go down and around and around and around. Oh yeah, moving like that, gonna make you my woman. Keep driving like that, you gon' be my baby's mama. Cause she know I want it all. Got me standing on the wall, dancing on my lawn. She throwing it back at me, cause she know I want it all. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh. Back at me, cause she know I want it all. Got me standing on the wall, dancing on my lawn. She throwing it back at me, cause she know I want it all. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh, ooh, ooh. She got a nigga like ooh.
Wow, that one was nice as hell.
Thanks.
I like that. On the Wall. That's a nice ass song. Now I gotta play Juicy That Thing. Juice That Thing.
Hey, bro, what's up with
this? The one you been talking about right here?
Yo, man, I juice that thing like orange,
yeah, man. Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. 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 Girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Baby, you a star, so strike a pose. Got me on hard, got a nigga on swole.
Let me juice that thing
like an orange mango. Baby, you can roll what you do and stay listed. Gonna put your number in my cell phone. I'm peeping like Scotty. Girl, you a hottie. And you got a booty like Buffy the body. Can I just dance with your
between your buns. Treat you like you're numb, I'ma let you feel something. I can make you feel good. Have you feeling groovy when I give you the wood, but I ain't talking about the movie. Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. 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 Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that.
Dancing on my lawn, she throw it back at me cause she know I want it all.
So I smack it on the side to make the booty talk. Body shaped like a body, face like a model. You can tell she know she bad from the way that she walk. Little mama groovy, I like the way she move. Booty so stupid, make a nigga wanna juice it. Got a condom in my pocket and tonight I'm about to use it. Kick it what you do, forget about the lane. Treat the coochie like a pitcher, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame.
Beat it out the frame.
Beat it like a man, and let you feel the pain. Let you do stylistic. Yeah, that's my name. AKA Mr. Juice that thing. Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. 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 Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that thing. I'ma juice that thing like an orange. And tell her bounce that thing like a basketball. Tell her bounce that thing like a basketball. Cause I'ma juice that thing like an orange. I'ma juice that thing like an orange. And tell her bounce that thing like a basketball. Tell her bounce that thing like a basketball. All the girls in the party, I done had them all. Any dark, tall, light, I done smashed them all. Everything from the ghetto to the classic, bro. I love college like Ash Duval. Cause I can juice on the baddest, bro. And then we can both blame it on the alcohol. Girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. 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 Pop that booty, girl, take it to the floor. Drop it like it's hot, pick it up like it's cold. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that thing. Let me juice that.
Wow. Let me juice that thing. So what inspired you to write that? What
with that song right there, like I used to walk around school when I was in college, and I got a sense of humor. So when I used to see females that I was attracted to, I would always say, man, I'd juice that thing like a horse. That horse, she had a big booty. I'd be like, man, I'd tell her bounce that thing like a basketball. And then one day we was just freestyling, and then I just, you know, freestyled the line, and then I made it, you know, just like a little freestyle song on a mixtape that I did a couple of years ago. And at the time, that song wasn't developed to what you just heard right then. And it was only just to, you know, I juice that thing like an orange. It was just that, and then some freestyle lines. And on the mixtape that I did, people was like, man, that's the hottest song on there. And then with my judgment toward music, I was like, actually, it wasn't. It's just the fact of the kind of music that they was listening to while I was in college. So I kind of did that song to prove a point. And I used to always say BSF, you know, bullshit. So basically, you know, I did that song, and that was one of the ones that was, like, the one that sold, you know, out of all of the real songs that I had. Because I used to didn't even like that song, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you pushing it.
Yeah,
wow.
And then actually, that song was wrote probably, I'd say, about 3 years ago. And then the song that you played before that, On the Wall, that song came next. And if you heard when the second verse and Juice That Thing came on, I was like, she got me standing on the wall, dancing on my law. All I did was took that, and when I met Brian, I had him to sing it as an R&B hook, and we made a whole nother song off of it from there.
Damn. And how did you meet Brian?
With my producer that's in Memphis, he just told me, he was like, man, I know this kid from Arkansas.
that, you know, he got good music, but nobody know who he is. And one day, I had to go pick him up. I mean, we was headed to the studio. And then, you know, my producer had linked that up. So we went to the studio and we did the song. And then we clicked even on the way there. So we left there and went back to my house and we kept recording other songs. And then it became a process where I went and picked him up every day, all the way up until the time I went back to school, because this was in the summer. And then I had a show coming up when I went back to school. And I was like, well, since you got good music, but nobody know who you is, you know, just come up here with me for a couple of days for this show. And then we did that one, and people, you know, they liked it. And they was like, man, who was that? Man, y'all go play for the other. And then we did another song, another show the next week. And then we end up, you know, asking could he stay a little bit longer. And that two-day visit ended up being him living with me for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, we just built from there.
Holy crap. Wow. That's what's up. Well, damn, we appreciate you rocking with us. Tonight has just not been my fucking night. I had to get you to come back where everything is running fucking smoothly, of course. Like, this
okay.
Shit is just like... Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. So tell people how they can follow you and how they can get in touch with you.
You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/StylisticENT. That's StylisticENT. And if you want to get me on a song or book me for any event, you can email me at royalhousepromos@yahoo.com.
Hell yeah. And, you know, I will be pushing your shit, and I will be playing your music. You can always look into Twitter, because every time I play an artist song, I always mention them on Twitter. And you'll be like, oh, shit, they're still playing my shit. Like, for real,
yeah,
for real.
I just retweeted the ones that you tweeted to me. So I'll be retweeting as you tweeted to me.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be saying some more other shit, too. You know, don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's going to be all good.
Yo,
but
I mean, real talk, man. His music is good. I like his sound, yo. Got a nice sound with it, yo. And then it's also good to see that, you know, you are doing different things besides just doing music. You're doing the actual videos and photography. That's real good. That shows some, you know, stability in the game. You feel me? Longevity too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
One love, man.
I appreciate it.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
I didn't know what happened. I thought we lost service or something. I didn't know what happened.
Like, yeah, real quiet, right?
We still here, matter of fact. It's like a private number fucking on my thing.
That's
private number you on. Yeah, private
That's
number.
Me.
You on the... Huh?
That's me. That's Princess A. That's me.
Oh, my bad.
Thank
you. You want me... Oh, yeah, bye.
What the hell?
I know. Hold on. Let me see if I can get my shit to call. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm ready to do something I'll never do, but I got to do this real quick. So y'all just going to have to bear with me for one hot second. Hold on. Damn it. All right. Hold on.
All right. I don't know what she doing, y'all. Princess Nay. Guess we lost her too, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
For real. Well, yeah, man. Yeah, your music, man, definitely hot, yo. And it will go places, you feel me? You out there in Memphis,
yeah, I appreciate
right?
That. Yeah, I'm in Memphis.
Okay. How you like it down there? You like it?
I mean, yeah, it's cool down here, you know. I mean, and the music thing, it's starting to change a lot because a lot of people now picking up, you know, on that raw hip hop side that's coming with people being able to look at stuff on YouTube now. So a lot more artists, they're kind of accepting the fact that in some cases they don't need the major labels, so they don't have to try to come up with a gimmick, and now you're getting a lot of raw artists that's coming back. And so
yeah,
it's kind of, it's like in a transition mode right now.
Yeah, Okay, cool. Let me ask you a question. Jazzy Faye, did he come out there and show a lot of love to Cass down there in Memphis? As in trying to get him on, get him started?
I mean, honestly, I can't say if he do or don't because I never met him. So
okay.
I don't really know. No, I mean, if he do, I never met
him. I mean, I know his roots are out of Memphis, you know what I'm saying? His dad, you know what I'm saying, was in the old school band out there. Man, what was that band? Was it, what was his dad's old group he was in? And they still doing shows to this day, you know what I'm saying, doing shows and doing tours, his dad's old group. But I just wonder if he came there and brought that love back to the city itself, you feel me? Because he did make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't really know. I won't say if he do or don't, you know, because he probably do come, you know. I just may not be around the area, but
gotcha.
I hope he do anyway.
Yeah, man, I mean, I think it'd be good where he can maybe throw some kind of form or some kind of, like a Jack the Rapper. Remember that shit in the old days where everybody can come out and try to get signed and, you know, get some kind of deal? I mean, just get back sometime, you feel me? When you got it, you made it, then get back. Put back in the pot, I believe, you know what I'm saying?
That's one of the things that's happening here in Memphis because a lot of artists that's coming up, or even the ones that came up, you know, they had to go to different cities in order to get the recognition, and then they came back. And
right.
A lot of times when it's kind of a similar situation to what I'm going through now. Like when they was here, people listened to them and people noticed them, but they didn't really embrace it as far as what they're doing. So they had to actually go somewhere else, and then it's like by that time they had put in so much work and they felt like, you know, different stuff had happened along the way. So when they finally get to where they at, then it's like, man, well, y'all didn't help me. That's kind of an attitude where some people end up developing. They be like, well, y'all didn't help me. I had to leave. So, I mean, this, that, and the other.
So why bring you back home?
So in a way, I can kind of understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I can't. You know, because I know one thing, that when I make it through, I'm trying to go, even though, I mean, people can't embrace something that they never heard. So,
right.
It may be a situation of your music may be hot, and you may be hitting the city, and a few people heard you, but not the overall city have heard you because you probably ain't on the radio or you ain't on TV, but your music or whatever you're doing is hot.
Right.
But as an artist or a producer, a lot of times people develop like a sense of anger toward the city itself. But, I mean, you can't really blame them for that because they never heard you.
That's true. I can recall when we did a show with Murphy Lee on here, and I was telling Murphy when I was out there in St. Louis, and we was on the plane with Nelly, and when we came through the actual concourse door, everyone in the lobby was white, and they was like, just like, Nelly. And I was just amazed how the white folks in his hometown, you know what I'm saying, just like showed him so much love, you feel me? But it's like, they give love back, you feel me? They give it back, man.
Yeah.
Y'all damn get it and bring it right back. You know what I'm saying? With the lunatics and everybody they deal with on that level, they just all, I mean, as a family, y'all give it back to the whole St. Louis, yo. It's not fake, man. It's real. I mean, I've done them cats. I see how they get down. It's all real, man. The white folks love them cats, man. And that's how it should be. It should be all around. You know what I'm saying? It should be the whole city, the whole town showing love. You come back, embrace me, and I'm embrace you even more, and just show more love. And that's how it should be, I believe, anyway.
Yeah, it should be that way. I know in some places, you know, even here, a lot of artists that's trying to come up, it's like they look at somebody else that's doing the same thing as them. And instead of you know, wanting to join together and work together as a team, it's kind of like, all right, you automatically my competition since we're doing the same thing.
Right.
And then that's where a lot of stuff end up being split up, and then, you know, people only make it so far because they, you know, they only trying to cover a certain hood or a certain area. When really, you know, we are, a lot of people, like, for example, me, I'm willing to work with pretty much whoever. I mean, as long as they're doing the same things I'm doing and they ain't trying to bring that negative to the table, you know, I'm willing to work with them. So, and then in the midst of that, a lot of people just get confused, you know, because then they end up losing agendas and different people got different motives when they try to work together, and a lot of stuff gets stirred up on the way, you know where you're trying to go. So
gotcha.
That's why I say when a lot of times artists do end up blowing up and for whatever reason not going back to where they come from, it could be a number of different reasons. That's why I won't pass the judgment up on them because you never know what they went through. And, you know, in order to get there, and you can't even speak on a person's situation until you put in their situation.
Yeah, that's true, too. You got a point there. That's a strong point. Because you never know. They might have been pushed, beat up, pushed down, kicked in the head, and had to leave town to get a deal. You feel me?
Yeah.
On some old Suge Knight shit. For real.
Wow.
And then disclaimer, my fault, disclaimer.
Wow.
But yeah, I tell you what, man, I can say this much for you. You move in the right direction, man, with your music, your sound, and also what you're doing outside the music with the photography and the videos. That's definitely a plus. I can kind of reflect and go back to Kid and Play. Play was a rapper doing the movies. Now he's out now doing the actual videography. He bought himself a big ass camera. He's on the sets now doing all this camera work. So that's kind of fly. So, and he's making good money too at it. So it's definitely a great move. You feel me? For you.
Yeah, thanks. Now, so let me ask a question. Are you following me on Twitter?
Say it again.
I said, are you following me on Twitter?
I will be tonight. I will be. We all follow you.
Okay. Just follow me, and then, you know, let me know it's you. And then I'll save you, and we'll be talking from there.
All right, cool. No doubt. I got you. All right, no doubt. Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to save his ass, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. She lost her mind.
Yes, he needs to be saved. Dallas is going to be Captain Rainbow.
She going to tweet that shit, too. She going to tweet it, too.
Yes, everybody got to walk away from my show with some type of nickname.
Right.
So what's
the nickname?
I'm gonna find one for you.
Man, don't give me nothing crazy, man.
Don't
give me nothing
crazy. Yo, you can't trust her, man.
You cannot trust her, yo.
She
dirty, bro.
I'm hashtag big hands, big feet. She's
stupid.
Ooh, you're gonna get more female followers. He's 6'5". Ladies, use your imagination. Co-side that he might be all right. If he would have said 6'8", I swear, I would be like, y'all in store for some shit. Just a number. Last two motherfuckers I messed with that was 6'8", was
complete. Man, you can't be stereotyping, though, because, I mean, you can't stereotype, though.
Yo, that's our whole show, man. That's all he's doing, stereotyping niggas.
They were different men at different times. Even the 6'5", he came up short. So, actually, you tread on thin water. So, if I was you, I'd be quiet. Because, shit. Until I see a dick pic, shit. You suspect. Until I see that shit up against a soda bottle, fucking remote, or a measuring stick, you suspect. Wow. Right. Silence. So, you know, until Nay is like, chalk. He's good, man. You in the category of Mr. GA and the rest of the world, male population.
This is
crazy, yo. She lost her mind, yo. Lost her mind.
I'm just speaking the truth.
No, all ain't.
I can do is just speak the truth. Tell the truth, and the truth will set you free.
What they say, you scratch a lie, you find a thief, right?
What?
Got to lie, you find a thief.
You know what?
What?
I don't steal no dick. They give it to me. And then sometimes I wish I could give it back because that should be a waste of my motherfucking time.
Yo, you trifling. Straight trifling.
Hmm. That's why I ain't fucking nothing in Atlanta because Atlanta whack. I'm going to keep my shit for New York.
Right.
Ladies, if y'all listening, don't go to the A on the weekend thinking y'all going to find something. I'm here to tell you. You might as well save your pussy till you get back home or make a detour in South Carolina or go way south or something. But don't come to the A thinking niggas are going to break your back. Poor, I don't know. I'm just saying.
But what happened? Y'all might have back broke you in Georgia?
Uh-uh. No, what? I wasn't there for that. I'm just saying, it wasn't no prospects.
Damn.
I did better importing my own dick, because then I would have been like, oh, okay, but man, please, I ain't see shit worth looking at.
You funny.
Nothing.
Said nothing. It'll get better for you, don't worry about it. What
the fuck is wrong with this 40 Glocks, dick? This is strictly for women. Humor. No men and no one under 18. No DMs. Join BigBad40.com. You see how hard my pick looks? Wow. Wow. Impress me, 40 Glocks dick. Have a picture of your dick with a fucking chain around it and says 40. See, this is the shit y'all men do. Come up with all kinds of shit. Next thing you know, Mr. GA gonna be on there with no damn shirt on and some motherfucking tidy whites.
Yeah,
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Yo, you retarded, yo. For real. Straight up, you retarded. You straight retarded.
Call it whatever the hell you want to. I'm chilling. I'm just straight chilling. And my shit just ain't working. I promise y'all. This is depressing. I thought I was having a bad day. Now, I'm like, I should have went to the liquor store today. When I was going to get some trash bags, I should have just stopped at the liquor store and got me a few drinks. Because now it's storming again. And Mr. G.A. Breezy them said that they miss you and you need to call in and humor them. So you need to call your BBWs and get it in.
You were straight raw with it, kid. You still raw with it.
Now tomorrow, because the show going to end early because everything, I'm just on my technical difficulties, we have Fourth Drop Entertainment back in the building. The little badasses, B, D, A, and Boogie.
Okay, okay. All right.
Because you know they said they was coming back in 2 weeks to take over. They're going to try to get Blue to call in. So
okay.
Then I'm going
to
see if I can
four,
get
right?
Rocket.
Two to four?
Yeah, two to four.
Two to four.
Mm-hmm. I've been promoting it on Twitter.
Twitter,
yeah, Twitter. Oh, he had like a nice little twister sound going on with that shit. Is it off the wall? On the wall. Yeah, I'm going to have to bump that again tonight while I'm up working, and then I might try to twerk a little something. You know, I ain't no dancer, but every now and then, you know, my booty might want to jump. So I'm going to try that a little bit, see what's going on.
I tell you.
Shut up. Mind your business.
Yeah, I saw you at strip club. Go club.
Whatever. Nobody paying your ass no attention. You can just shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Mr. Stylistic ENT, if you ever have the luxury of meeting Mr. GA, don't let him take you to no strip club because he's going to take you to a hole in the wall with a bunch of trailer trash country bumping.
She knows she did wrong. Look, I was in her town, right, and her whole entire family, including her, took me to a strip club with some crackheads, yo. Straight crackheads.
And guess what? He felt right at home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They recognize their own kind.
Yo, listen. Look, the girl on the stage, yo, she had a pair. I mean, she had gut for days, yo. Her damn thong didn't fit her. It was too big for her. I was like, damn, Chuck, y'all look like sisters, yo. Y'all like fucking sisters, yo. I'm telling you, they could have been twins.
You're a dirty motherfucker. You're a dirty New York motherfucker that migrated down south. I see why motherfuckers probably going to beat your ass. That's why you had to come to the A. Oh, because when I see you, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to tell my brother.
Damn, yo. It was crazy, man. Real crazy. I can't believe
I'm
that shit,
you.
Y'all.
Hang around him. He'll find some old dirty hoes to suck your dick, right? But as far as anything else, he dirty. You might want to watch him. And when them bitches suck your dick, you might, and they try to give you some pussy, you might want to inspect the drawers because he messed with some dirty bitch.
John, that's messed up.
Hey, yo. One in particular is on the phone right now. She look dirty, bro.
Whatever.
It's dirty,
hello, y'all.
Bro. So y'all's on hold for. We talking. Don't hold on, y'all.
Because apparently she don't want to hear what you got to
Janae,
say.
Janae, there you are. Where you been at? In church?
I've been right here. I've been listening to you talking your bull crap.
Man, you been in church, baby. How you doing?
I don't want to hear anything that I want to
man,
hear.
Man, you know what?
So
he's trying to get stylists to come over to the dirty dick side. So
no.
I'm going to hashtag stylistics and Mr. GA, Team Dirty Dicks.
Yo, that's fucked up.
See what happens when you associate yourself with this kind of fuckery? See what I'm saying? You were such
I
a good
you.
Kid. You were such a good artist. Such a good guest. Then you get on the phone with this old granddaddy hoe, and he just done fucking corrupted the whole thing.
That's fucked up, yo. Yo, my man on point, he just know what time it is, that's all. Not to fuck with y'all dirty-ass bras. You are Sinead-nay.
Excuse me. I'm not going to be too many more dirty-ass bras.
Well, you are.
You address me as a real dirty-ass bitch, because that's what I am. I'm just a dirty
yeah.
bitch. A dirty, dirty. I'm
dirty,
a dirty bitch
one
like
and dirty,
dirty
bitch
money,
two.
Baby. Like dirty money.
take that.
Yeah, don't be trying to get people your title. You still a dirty money drop top chicken box hoe. So I don't want to hear that shit.
I was surprised you dreamed and said you drop chicken box hoe. Crazy.
That's right, and Team Chicken Box Hoes. That's what you and Stylistic is gonna be.
Team
y'all show it. Y'all
that
lucky my internet ain't working. Y'all are so fucking lucky that my internet is not fucking working. Because, like, for real, it's all good. It's all good. I ain't gonna fuck with y'all. We have 3 minutes, and it's quitting time. I really appreciate Stylistic from Stylistic Entertainment coming through from Memphis. I appreciate Princess Nay for stepping in and helping me with the switchboard because this weather over here in North Carolina is fucking up. I appreciate Mr. GA taking time to hop off his Hoover vacuum cleaner because they don't use brooms anymore. Warlocks done got up to speed for coming through and gracing us with
a warlock. You asshole, yo. You asshole.
Oh, yeah, and you do lick it well. Yes, team.
You're right.
Eating. Oh, yes.
You're right. Never in your life. Yo, coming soon. Chalk Mommy.
I got footage.
In her drawer
I
cooking.
Can show you.
Yeah, show me, please. Show the world, please. Show that picture. Show that footage, please. Matter of fact, you got it. I want you to put that show on YouTube right now. On YouTube,
okay.
You got it. I'm serious.
You know, I got mad motherfuckers this night with the Photoshop, so be
yo,
careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
Be careful what you ask for, nigga.
Hey, yo, nigga set me up. That's the ass. Fuck you. Trust me.
I'm going to send it to the fam. All right, cool.
Yeah,
I got your breakfast. Thank you. The show is about to end. I really appreciate everybody stopping through and coming and hooking up with me. Look out for the video. Mr. GA in my ass.
Yeah, right, bullshit. She a liar. She a fucking liar. She a liar.
It felt so good. I had my legs in the air like Lamborghini doors.
Yeah,
yes.
I know it.
He had me tooted and booted.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Nay was the camera woman.
Oh, shit. Nay, you going to lie? Where's she at? Nay.
What?
Yeah. You gonna lie?
I was the camera person.
You was not. You lying ass. Why you lying?
You dirty dude, I was.
Nah, baby. You know I wouldn't do that.
And
then
you paid
stuff.
Us like $200 not to tell nobody how lame you
I
were.
I did what?
How
I don't pay
cry.
For nothing. Yeah, right. I don't pay for
stylistic.
Nothing.
Don't listen to shit Mr. GA say because he's a liar.
Stylistic, trust my
liar.
Word. Yo, they dirty, they lie on men. Trust, they both lie on men for real. Janae can't even hold it. Don't even know where the camera is and record shit. And fucking Chop Mommy's a liar.
I do
lying.
Not lie.
Yes, you
I
do
might
lie.
I might stretch the truth sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Well, this mama stretched real far. You're like Pinocchio.
call it whatever you want to call it.
Shut up, Shanana.
But, yes, I appreciate everybody calling in. I love y'all. It is storming, and a bitch is about to go. Stylistic, when my shit is working properly, I'm going to load the Twitter up with the shit from the show. Nay, I'm going to re-hit you, Mr. G.A. I hit you and ran, and I'm going to leave it like that.
You hit what?
I hit and ran. I'm going to leave it like that. Deuce it.
Oh, fuck you. You hit and run shit here, nigga. Fuck
bye,
you. I see.
Oh, I did a fuck bye. So this is Chocolate City and Chalk Bobby. Join us tomorrow from 2 to 4 and Tuesday from 8 to 10 with Baby Bash. I love y'all and have a good night.
Peace.